Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Vida Loca! Back this up, Jara. Loud. Better. So, I confuse him with Howdy Doody. Who's the other
guys?
It sounds like Ricky Martin. Come on. What's the other? What's that other pop singer's name?
Enrique Iglesias?
No, not
I bet you're getting racist on me.
No.
Guy who used to be married to Jennifer Lopez, Mark Anthony?
No, this is somebody that people make. You're Rick, what do they call it, Rick Rolled?
Rick Astley?
That's it.
Oh, because they have the same first name?
They could not be any more different. Oh, my God. You are on pot today.
Come on. Anyway, so Ricky Martin has signed a deal to live La Vida Loca in Las Vegas. Going to do a residency next year at the Park Theater, which is the new part of the Monte Carlo. He announced the residency on the Ellen Show yesterday. He said, quote, "I've been thinking about it for years. To see it become a reality is just an unbelievable feeling." Yeah. Another big announcement that he dropped on Ellen. He got engaged to Juan Yosef, his boyfriend.
Wait, he's gay?
Ricky Martin? I've never...
Remember his fake girlfriend for like 15 years?
Yep.
That poor girl. Although I'm sure she was paid handsomely.
Yeah. So Ellen asked him how they met, and he said, "Juan is an artist, and I'm a collector, so I saw his art, and I went crazy. And I contacted him." And she said, "And then you collected him." Anyway, he says about the Las Vegas shows, "In my career, I've been fortunate to be able to share my culture through music while creating an exciting atmosphere where you got no choice but to dance and sing. And we all then can forget our problems," which is too... I think his music is quite engaging, frankly.
Yeah.
I think
this would be perfect in Vegas.
Yeah.
Talk about, this is a great fit. I would definitely go and see this.
Yeah.
There's so much good stuff going to Vegas. I've never been. I feel like I'm dying.
Never been to Vegas?
We got to go. I know. I'm having
more reasons. Maybe we could get everybody together, Jennifer, over the winter.
That would be fun.
It's all together. All right. Anyway, so this show starts in April. Tickets go on sale Monday. There you go. The latest on Ricky Martin, who moves and grooves. Is that an old expression? Should I not use that? Moving and grooving.
It's yours now.
It is. All right. Belongs to the ages now that I've said it, of course. Up next, Carrie Underwood surprising Crystal Gayle. I think both of these singers are fabulous, but I've been a Crystal Gayle fan a long, long time. So she's going to become the newest member of the Grand Ole Opry. Remember, don't make my... brown eyes blue.
Love it. Don't
make my brown eyes
blue. I'll be fine when you're gone.
Yeah. This is the piano.
All night long.
This is a great song.
She was surprised on stage with an offer from Carrie Underwood to join the Grand Ole Opry. Underwood, who lives in Nashville, is on a tour. She appeared during Crystal Gayle's Opry appearance, walked out during the singing of the song.
I think they had planned to do a duet, and then Carrie actually surprised her and said, "Oh, by the way, there's another reason I'm here. Would you like to, join the Opry?"
Yeah.
Wow.
This song
is a really
goes
cool
back
moment
to
for her,
1970. And she had a lot of songs like "I'll Get Over You." She was the CMA Female Vocalist of the Year in 77 and 78. Won three times Academy of Country Music Female Vocalist winner. So this is a very appropriate award. 28 past the hour.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This left winger ranks in the top 10 all time in playoff goals. And since his vicious cheap shot on Chris Draper, he's known as one of the most hated NHL players of all time.
Penalty is going to be called. Review again, I think.
It
So where is Claude Lemieux now? Claude popped up on TV in 2007, appearing in the second season of the Spike TV show Pros vs. Joes. Claude competed on the CBC television figure skating show Battle of the Blades, even singing on the track he skated to. Hard to believe that's the same guy who used to put people in the hospital. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Can small businesses compete with large companies?
An article on the Harvard Business Blog said small is the new big, sustainable is the new growth, and trust is the new competitive advantage.
People do business with people. Not companies, not organizations, not institutions.
It's hard for large companies to create a culture of trust. It's much easier for small businesses.
If you think about it, we're back where we started. In days gone by, we did business with people we knew.
If you're in business or plan to start one, capitalize on this trend by super serving your customers.
Build trust and you'll build your business. That's Big Success.
Find Big Success at biggsuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.